Here we go. Second episode coming at you, Southern Illinois Radio. I'm your host, Jay, with the crew here. You know the deal. First things first, I want to take care of a couple things of business. I want to say thank you to everybody who has followed us so far on Twitter and Instagram. It is radio_IL, I do believe, yes. If I'm correct. Yeah, okay, yes. Perfect. Got that under control. Shout out to everybody who's showing some love. And we want to say thanks. We appreciate it. And let's keep it going. And let's keep going. Keep spreading the good word. All right, well, first things first, let's jump right into it with the NFL draft.
You know, just to start things off, you could have showed a little enthusiasm.
I thought I actually did pretty well there, but, you know, we'll see the feedback.
You had, like, no enthusiasm. But anyway, first order of business, 24 hours away from the NFL draft round one.
A little less.
Oh, okay.
Doctor Strange, chill out. But
anyways,
there's a lot of reports going around saying that the Arizona Cardinals are reportedly looking at Nick Bosa.
But the interesting thing is they're not actually looking at Nick Bosa. They're using it to see if they can get maybe a player or two, maybe swap draft picks with the San Francisco 49ers.
Gasp!
So that way, the Niners don't miss out on Nick Bosa.
Oh.
But.
Oh, I say.
Who knows?
Wouldn't be a bad idea at all.
It wouldn't. But who knows? Maybe the Arizona Cardinals are potentially actually looking at Nick Bosa? Question mark?
So, you're saying that the 49ers are going to go maybe defense if they follow this little bait trap?
Maybe you think Rosen is the future? Maybe he is the answer, Peter Puckett?
Maybe he is the answer that the Arizona Cardinals are looking for, and we just don't know it yet. But
do you think maybe they should go wide receiver?
I think if they go, if the Cardinals go.
Fitzgerald is pretty fucking old.
Dude, I think he rode to school on a
bicycle.
Brontosaurus or whatever the fuck
he had the horses in the
Fred
back.
Fred Flintstone was his neighbor.
Right, anyways.
I personally think if the Niners miss out on Nick Bosa and the Cardinals actually do get him, they're going to go with Montez Sweat out of Texas A&M. And
he's wide receiver, right?
Because they're not going to sweat
it. Defense.
He's a D-end. Yeah. What the fuck?
Nobody.
Why would they target a D-end, don't get him, turn around, oh, yeah, we need a wide receiver. The fuck?
So yeah, they do need defense. I don't know what I was thinking right there.
But, and then there's also a lot of reports of the Redskins,
Jesus,
making
Rachel, you're tearing up the studio, quote unquote.
But there's a lot, Jesus.
All right,
son of a bitch.
So don't touch a fucking thing.
Equipment is breaking around here.
All right, man. Yeah, excuse us for you know, the fat kid breaking shit. Anyways,
back to what I was saying.
Back on point. Jeez,
don't move.
God.
Don't move.
Don't
stay
don't,
still. Mannequin challenge.
Don't breathe
for 50 minutes.
Yeah, don't breathe. I'm just kidding. Fucking breathe. I don't need a dead guy in the fucking.
All right, Hulk Hogan, chill out.
All right, anyways, but, back on point. Montez Sweat, he's going.
One more time, there's a lot of reports that the Redskins are going to make a quote-unquote huge move.
Huge.
Move up to the number 3 spot from the New York Jets.
That would be massive.
And if he's still there, I'm going Kyler Murray.
I would. I mean, you got to think. So, Nick Bosa, number one. Let's say it happens.
Nick Bosa, number one. Montez Sweat, number two.
To who would that be? Oh, the Niners.
Niners.
Oh, man.
But they're going DN.
Yeah.
No matter if Bosa's taken, they're taking DN, Montez Sweat. There is no other option for them.
They're taking wide receivers, I swear.
Jesus Christ, I'm going to chew in your thumb.
Right. Anyways, so, okay, so the Redskins, I've seen that they may be going for a couple others, like Rosen.
Nah, I hope
I,
not.
I think they're going to get Rosen traded over there. I hope not.
They're
too,
also trying
for
to go
your,
for Dwayne.
If the Redskins get
Haskins would be cool.
If the Redskins
if
the Redskins traded for Josh Rosen, I will upload a video of me eating 27 Tide Pods.
Oh, God, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's a lot to promise for a podcast that doesn't even have a fucking YouTube channel.
No, but I do.
Oh, that is a fact.
Big ish on YouTube.
That
no,
is a fact.
No videos
statement.
Yet, but. But no, I
do not like Josh Rosen.
What about Drew Locke?
Don't. Jesus.
Did that up into 30 Tide Pods there?
Drew Locke
Drew Lock, he's not a bad quarterback, but I don't think he's the answer in Washington. And don't even get me fucking started on Will Greer. He is not NFL ready. And who the hell is he going to sit behind? Colt McCoy? Thank God. How to break your leg 101.
You guys are notorious for doing that, by the way. I mean, you got RG3, Alex Smith.
Colt McCoy,
yeah. Darius Geis, he's a running back, but he didn't
do it. Torres ACL. Oh, who knows, fucking bring back Mark Sanchez.
Hey, be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. Anyways.
I'm sure if I have a fumble or a broken leg.
I'm going broken leg. Broken leg by far. That's a lock right there. Not a Drew Lock, just a lock. But anyways, moving forward, so the draft's at, what, 7?
7 o'clock Central Time.
Central Time, because, yeah, it's in Nashville. Okay, cool.
One more time, if you guys didn't catch that. It's in Nashville, Tennessee at 7 p.m. tomorrow.
Tune in live.
We'll be live streaming it. No, we won't.
No, we fucking will not.
Why do the viewers like that, Rick?
But anyways, moving forward. So we got enough about the draft now. That's cool. What else we got to talk about, Rick?
Marshawn Lynch.
Marshawn Lynch, beast mode. Retired.
29th all-time in rushing yards. If you don't come back, which it happened once, it very well could happen again.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some Brett people Favre do that.
Four times.
Yeah, Brett Favre. You got...
Who else did it?
Marshawn.
Marshawn. Yeah, he'd already done it, though. So I don't think he's going to be one to be like that. Do it again and again and again.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yeah, he's happy now in retirement, eating all the Skittles that he wants.
He's been retired for 2 days. I don't know how happy you can be in 2 days.
I don't know. I mean,
he's over here heel clicking at a cookout in Oakland.
No, he's probably at Jamaica or some shit. I don't know. Oh, that's where I would be after I retired. Like, going straight to paradise, right?
Oh, yeah. Those vitamins. Yeah. A lot of vitamins over there. Anyways,
coconut.
But no, man.
Rick does look like the type of dude that likes a whole lot of vitamin D.
Yeah.
But no, going back to the draft thing real quick, though, I'll tell you what. The Arizona Cardinals front office has got to be busier than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. So that's just Jesus. I mean, honestly, they're just trying their hardest to do what they can. They're like, do we go quarterback? Do we go Bosa? What are we doing? You know, but I don't know. Beast mode, sad day though, retired. We'll see if he comes back. If he comes back, where would he go?
Where would he go?
Who needs,
honestly,
help?
Would you really put it past the Redskins to sign another fucking running back? We got four of them right now.
Yeah, it is true. But Geis is coming off the...
Yeah, but we're delaying the inevitable here. One of them is going to get hurt.
Signs to the Patriots.
Samaje.
And just kills it. Yeah. Like, those guys just breed nothing but athletes.
Samaje Perine, ankle problems past 2 years. Chris Thompson, broke his fucking leg. Shocker, 2 years ago. Adrian Peterson.
He was good for a little bit this past season, wasn't he?
Over 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
Over 1,000 yards rushing. Darius Geis.
Not bad.
ACL repair. Who knows? Who knows? Time will tell.
When do you think AP is going to retire?
We signed him for 2 years, I want to say. So
not like
sounds about right.
Before this past season?
No. We just signed him for 1 year. His contract was up, and we just re-signed him for 2 years.
Do you think he'll retire after that, or do you think he'll go back to Minnesota for a year, maybe?
He'll probably.
I think he wants to retire in Minnesota.
That's where he spent his prime years. It doesn't matter if they're winning or not.
He'll do what Jonathan Stewart just did today.
Go back.
He'll sign a one-day contract just to retire. Jonathan Stewart retired, by the way, if no one knew.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he signed a one-day contract with the Carolina Panthers.
Will anybody ever be like the guy from the Buffalo Bills and retired halftime? That was just a legendary, like, big...
He was old, and yeah, the Bills sucked.
That's a big dick move right there.
That is huge.
That is like, a big dick move.
You don't do that.
What has to be going through your mind? Like, you had to have woken up and like, you know,
well, weren't they getting their asses handed to them that game?
Yeah, they were. Yeah. But like, what's different from any other fucking week? I mean, look at week 1. They lost 45-7, I do believe.
He retired like week 3, didn't he?
It was a huge margin at that point. It was irrelevant.
I don't remember when.
No, week 3 they played the Packers. They didn't retire whatever they
did. It wasn't week 3 because the Redskins played the Packers, you toad. And we won!
Yeah.
That's back whenever your quarterback was still healthy and you guys were on a tear. Yeah. Straight tear.
Back when we led the fucking division. Anyway, swiftly moving forward.
Tyreek Hill.
Fuck!
Not found guilty. That sucks.
There's no evidence.
Yeah.
There's a lot of evidence since no one wants to show it.
Yeah. He's paying somebody to keep their mouth and or camera shut.
He's either going to be running in the NFL this year, he's going to be running away from bars this year, so I guess he's going to be running in the NFL.
Or run away from fucking Tyrone and Cell Block C wanting to fuck his sweet, juicy cheetah ass.
All right, then. And that concludes that part of the conversation. We're going to go ahead and leave that.
So
Tyreek, good luck. Yeah. The Chiefs are always going to be that team, though. I feel that cuts this year. I swear, the Chiefs are always going to be the team, though, that'll cut somebody after one bad run-in. And like you said, the Cowboys will probably pick him up.
I hope not.
Yeah, that would suck.
I hope they'll pick him up.
It's okay. Oh, Dak will throw him.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Five yard check down to Tyreek. Oh, fuck. Dak threw him. Oh, wait. Threw him.
Jason Garrett.
You know, they actually probably, the listeners probably think we were just like smacking cheeks right there. They don't really know that we were clapping hands.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you guys don't watch the Dallas Cowboys, Coach Garrett just gives them a round of applause.
This is all you gotta know. Get him, Dak. Oh, you overthrew Amari Cooper on 3rd and 5. Good job, Dak. That's all you gotta know.
Cowgirls.
That's all you gotta know.
So, anyways, Cardinals. Cardinals are leading the division, by the way. Number one in the NL.
Yeah. Killing it.
Yeah, they are.
Ozuna's killing it.
They're an absolute terror. Ozuna's been.
They're basically bending over the NL, if you will.
They're bending over the Central, that's for damn sure.
Yeah.
That is a factual statement.
And Christian Yelich actually doesn't do anything about stadium, surprisingly.
No, he doesn't. It's like you got two Christian Yeliches. Christian Yelich at Busch Stadium, he's got cable. Christian Yelich at Miller's Park. Hi, I'm Christian Yelich. I have DirecTV.
Hey, I think they have that copyrighted or trademarked or something. So
he's got the high speed Wi-Fi. He's got the 500 up, 500 down over in Coors Field. Or not Coors Field. What am I talking about?
Miller's Park.
Idiot. Yeah. I got the beers wrong, all right?
Jesus
Christ. Then whenever he comes down to Bush, the old Budweiser, you know, he's still on dial-up.
He's on dial-up.
Oh, my God.
I bet you half of our listeners probably don't even know what the fuck dial-up is. I mean, who knows?
I would be willing to bet that one,
actually. Hashtag 90s babies.
Hashtag 90 babies, where you at?
Yeah, but... I mean, Ponce de Leon shut him down last night.
Ponce de Leon? Yeah, last night was a good game.
Today was a good game.
Good game. Tonight, good game. We broke out the motherfucking brooms. We swept the brew crew. I spit on Jay.
It's a little spat, never hurt nobody. It's all right. We all get a little excited.
There's some chickens in your face today.
Oh, big time. by the way, the Blues tomorrow night as well. 8:30 game. I'm not going to be a huge fan of that. I will stay up for the whole thing and cheer for the team.
But, Dallas, correct, Amundo?
Yes, the Stars of Dallas.
Before we get too far into the NHL playoffs here.
Talk.
Christian Yelich in the series against St. Louis, 0-7.
0-7.
0-7.
So what, did he not play a game?
No, he played every game.
How did he have 7 at-bats? Did he walk?
He had a pinch hit today.
Okay.
They benched him today. But
so you know you've really made it.
Monday night, 0-4. Last night, 0-2. Must have had a walk in there somewhere. But say what you will. Yelich didn't do anything. He had 2 walks last night, but he also had 2 strikeouts.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of hurting the old fantasy team.
When Yelich is at Busch, you don't have to worry.
So I mean, if
about
we
Pete Davidson,
if we get that,
that's true. Oh my God!
If y'all don't know what I'm talking about, look up a picture of Pete Davidson and Christian Yelich next to each other. Guarantee you won't tell the fucking difference.
And I bet you haven't seen them in the same room at the same time.
They both have butthole eyes. Anyway,
good observation.
That's another reason why the Cardinals were 1-1 in the division. So if we play them in the wild card, we will have 4 games in Busch.
I wouldn't know.
3. I mean,
first of all, if we play a wild card game,
you only get have 1 game.
It's 1 game. 2.
Well, whoever has the better record.
The divisional series.
Yeah, divisional series.
2.
Who's best of 5?
Who is going to take over first place?
Hold on. Just hold on a minute.
Okay, yeah, we got 24 games in. We got 138 left.
Let's just slow our fucking roll.
Probably know the,
yeah, no shit.
The Reds hey, could win it all.
I just want to hold you right here. Hold your horses and keep them in the back. Anybody out there that's listening to this podcast, radio show, whatever the fuck you really want to call it, us idiots talking about bullshit that Rick has no idea what the hell he's talking about. So please, we're hiring, apply within, or just please do something. Back to the
help us!
Go, back. Pat, go!
Oh, God. He's over here trying to chew his ear. All right, back to business.
Over here trying to chew his ear.
Jesus.
Anyways. So, yeah, Blues, Stars. Who else we got tomorrow? Is there...
Blues, Stars.
Tonight is actually Capitals and Hurricanes. Yeah, game seven. I would like to see the Hurricanes come back and win that.
It would be nice to see the divisional champs, though, move on.
But did you see... What was it last night with the Vegas Golden Knights? They gave up, like, 4 goals in 5 minutes?
Last night?
Last night. I do believe. Yeah, because the Sharks end up winning 5-4.
Yeah, they went to overtime.
Dude, the Sharks went on a straight tear there. Because I was watching it, and I was like, man, there's no way. You know, the Golden Knights are probably going to walk away with this one. And then sure as shit, I wake up this morning like, oh, no way. 5-4, OT? Let's go.
3-0, and then they let up 4 goals in literally 4 minutes.
That's why you better watch out. Sharks, they were shark
all,
tank.
They were all on power plays, too.
Really?
That's all on power plays.
That's pretty huge. And then we got the Boston Bruins take out the Maple Leafs.
Yeah. Did you see at that game, Julie Edelman was chugging a beer and expired the coach? Yeah.
He did the straight arm challenge all the way into his fucking mouth.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
That man really can do everything.
What does that tell you about Edelman's throat?
I don't want to know about
that. He deep throats Brady's cock a lot.
After or before he's kissing his sons?
Both.
Oh, at the same time?
Yeah, Edelman's dick is in
there. Oh, that's gross.
Come here, give me a kiss on the mouth.
Anyways, back on. All right. Sound effects. Blue Jackets and Bruins. Who you got in that one?
Blue Jackets.
Winning the whole series or just the first game?
No, I got Blue Jackets in the series. I got Blue Jackets at 4.
I'm kidding, not in 4. It's a sweep.
Yeah, no. Let's calm.
6. Six.
Calm it a little bit here.
Nah, I think Blue Jackets are riding a wave of momentum.
Who did the Blue Jackets beat to get there? I don't remember.
The best team in the fucking league.
Oh, Tampa.
Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay was only a couple wins away. Or no, they may have had a record-setting season.
I think they did. I believe they did, actually.
I had a burp there. That's why the voice cracked. But
yeah.
No, it was they swept the best team in the NHL.
Not bad.
So you gotta look out for the Blue Jackets.
It's not a bad thing to do.
No, it's
that's not actually at all. A great thing to do.
Not at all. So
you're going Blue Jackets. That's a lock on the series or just first game?
Series
Blue lock.
In 6.
Oh my! And you got the Bruins in the series?
Just because of the Edelman rally beer chug.
Oh God! Oh, that is the shittiest reason I've ever heard to. Ever pick a team for a lock.
We blame the squirrel for us winning the 2011 World Series. What do you mean?
By the way, speaking of the 2011 World Series, if you guys paid attention in the first podcast, I made a year error. The Tigers and Giants went to the World Series in 2012, not 2014. So if any of you diehard baseball fans actually caught that, I apologize. Second of all, does anyone know how to contact Drake and see if he can wear a Dallas Stars jersey?
Because that is no shit.
I'm nervous. I'm nervous.
Can you wear a Warriors jersey too, please?
No. Don't wear a Warriors jersey.
I want them Bucks to win,
dude. I'll kill that Canadian. That's not a threat.
Oh God, Jesus. I think the Stars in St. Louis. I think that's gonna be basically a goalies game, really.
Well, because
you got. What was it last year? They had like Bishop and Pecorine from the Predators last year.
Yeah.
That was like a big, you know, duel. And this year we got Binnington versus Bishop. I think that's going to be whoever blinks first, you know.
Let's just hope it's not like the last series where there was a trend of home ice was always losing.
Yeah, except for game 6. Yeah, Saturday. let's hope like
if
hell.
We can do it to where the home ice wins every game. Maybe not every game. Maybe just the first. Maybe the Blues just win the first 4. Just have a clean sweep and go to the Western Conference Finals. That would be kind of neat, neato burrito, if you will.
It would be huge to have the Western Conference Finals back in St. Louis.
And then let's see who else we got. Oh, and then Friday.
Sharks Avalanche.
Yeah. Good call. I didn't know you even knew that.
Avalanche, once again, knocked off the one seed.
But
Both one seeds are out.
I'm going with Shark Tank on this one.
Yeah, I'm taking the Sharks. Sharks are really tough in the playoffs.
That's a lock for me.
I'm doing that too.
Going Avalanche or Sharks?
Sharks.
I think Sharks win in five.
Ooh,
I think
really?
I think Avalanche will take one of the first four.
And then the fifth game's just gonna go off.
But Sharks
got a lot of momentum going.
Sharks won't score less than three goals in every game.
Well, and it looks like the Sharks have home ice.
Yeah, they have home ice. But like I said, I don't think the Sharks are gonna score less than three goals every game.
Mm. Okay.
I think they're gonna average three goals a game.
Respectable.
What about Damian Lillard hitting that game winner last night?
Dude, that was right in Paul George's eyes.
Yeah, right in his eyes.
Dude, that was unreal. That was a Curry shot.
He had the ice in the veins. That was some Kobe Bryant stuff right there.
Okay, let's
not get too scared. Like I said, calm down here.
Like I said,
that was some Mamba mentality right
Mamba
there.
Mamba never pulled out from 40 feet.
Yes, he did.
Dude, that was a Curry shot. No one will ever fight me on this. That was a Curry shot.
Okay, Curry, that was a Curry shot too. But Kobe Bryant has done that too. He did it right in front of Dwayne Wade's face and two other Miami Heat players.
Go ahead. Fun fact. Rick sucks Kobe Bryant's cock.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. This is why we don't talk basketball on this thing.
Oh, Kobe Bryant did that in 1924.
Well, fuck me.
Well, yeah, you guys might as well just remove me from the conversation. I don't know shit about basketball.
Then why do you play?
I don't know.
Fucking ankles taken. Cow ankle activated.
Oh yeah.
But that was a nut shot. That was
a hell of a shot. I mean, honestly, it's. I think it's. I kind of laugh at the fact that the whole East is already decided. Like the East has already moved on, and the West still has a couple games to play. Like Nuggets, Spurs, they're going to Game 6.
Nuggets is up 3-2, right?
Yes. If the Jazz win tonight, they're gonna go to Game 6. If the Warriors win tonight,
they're up. Rockets
are up 3-2.
Yeah.
No, 3-1.
Rockets are up by 6 right now, or 6 right now. Going to half.
Correction. If the Jazz win, then it's forced Game 5.
Yeah.
They're Rockets are up 3-1. Warriors are up 3-1. I'm willing to bet my whole checking account right now that the Warriors close it out tonight.
Oh, yeah.
They're at home.
Yeah.
How much we got in there?
How much we got in there?
No, we don't have to share that with the viewers. Or, well, I guess not really viewing, more listeners. But anyways.
We don't have to share it, but I'll show you.
Oh, okay. Well, I respect that. Oh, yeah. I would be willing to maybe match that and say that the Warriors may lose.
If no one knew, it was a pretty big number. But
that was like at least five digits.
Five figures.
Yeah, five figures working on a feed mill.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of fingers, looks like I lost some there on the old hand.
Yeah, I wasn't really too careful. I was trying to pull metal and was not wearing gloves.
And thank God.
Yeah, gloves usually work out.
Yeah, my boss, fuck your skin, right?
My boss said, hey, watch out, that metal's pretty sharp. I'm like, I know it's not. Fuck! Here I am spewing blood. I cut my fingers a little bit. Cut four of my 10 fingers. Cut the bottom of my fucking hand. Fuck.
Well, I burnt my favorite finger, which is my middle one on my right hand, with a cigarette lighter the other day, and it fucking kind
of
hurt.
Didn't that was just pleasant. Because he was feeding his bad habits of smoking. Don't smoke, kids.
Don't even say anything about any other kind of devices, because we do not know if that's legal to do. We have, by the way, anybody listening, we need lawyers. Like, to make sure that we're not, like...
We need sponsors, too.
We also need sponsors. So, hey, feel free to, send us a message or something like that. Let us know. Anyways, going forward, it's going to be a good weekend, I think, coming up, right?
Anything? Yeah, we got our buddy Logan Keeker's 21st party bus.
Oh, yeah, big time. It's going to be... Gonna be pretty good.
Did he go puke and rally?
Well,
him?
Yeah.
Come on, son.
I mean, how many videos of him do we have? Just straight.
I haven't seen him in the past like month or like 2 months.
The last time he threw up,
He literally watched 40 bucks come up his throat.
Yeah. Yeah. That does suck.
You guys have to see this video.
Yeah, we're actually going to get on the old social media here right now and probably post that. So keep an eye out.
I got it right.
Give
us
a follow. We don't have like any kind of, you know, what is that called? Where you have like hidden posts or like you have to follow them. You have to have like a little acceptance to follow.
It's not private.
Not private. That's a good word.
Our account is public.
We also need like a, what is that thing called? The little teleprompter that tells you like the words that we know we're
saying. Teleprompter. That's exactly what it's called.
Me making fucking
the more
moves.
You know, alpha, alpha.
The more you know. Hey.
He had one hair sticking up.
Yeah. I'm usually rocking a hat, you know, but not tonight. Figured we'd go with the old, we'd go with the old original look, you know. So that's pretty much. Good little thing we got going on there. Nothing else really is exciting in the sports world right now. There's nothing really.
No, we'll have more whenever the draft's completed.
Yeah, we'll definitely update on the draft.
Well, who's that guy in the MLB that's making his debut tomorrow?
Oh, Vlad Guerrero Jr.
Yeah, no, Friday he is.
Yeah, he's making it Friday.
Oh, it's Friday against the A's.
He's Keith Law's top prospect.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of a stud.
Yeah. Who the hell is Keith Law?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. It's not important.
It's just what ESPN told me.
Yeah. Well, shout out to Keith Law on the great eye on the prospects.
Were you guys watching the Cardinals game the other night?
No.
Whenever Fernando Tatis was talking senior?
Yeah, he had two grand slams in the same inning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Same inning.
But
what that was against the Dodgers. Suck it, Aaron.
He said.
Anyways.
He said his younger son just signed to the White Sox, and he said that he's even better than Junior is.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess time will tell on that one.
Yeah, he just
signed. I don't know. Junior's kind of killing it, though.
He just signed to the White Sox.
So is Tim Anderson.
Yeah, and I used to have him on my team, and I released him.
Yeah, not a good move on your part there. I mean, I wouldn't have got rid of, potentially.
He wasn't doing that good whenever I had him.
Well, that's why you got to be a word that I like to call patient.
You're not patient. You were worrying about fantasy baseball. My team sucks. It was 3 games into the season.
Yeah, well, hey.
I mean, yeah, you were getting bent over 150 to 12, but still.
Yeah, Dan got the best of us there. Oh, here's a little thing. They got a little thing on the poll right now. How many home runs will Vlad Jr. hit? Less than 10, 11 to 19, 20 to 24, 25 plus.
This season?
I've actually never even seen the kid play.
He'll have 11 to 19 in his first 30 games.
Really? That's a bold move.
It is a bold move, but you know me. Live big.
I bet he hits 28 this year.
28? That's a stretch.
28 this season.
I'm saying 24. I'm pretty solid in my gut, and as you guys know, I am from the future. He's hitting 24.
What do you think he bats?
What he bats?
Average-wise.
Obviously, I know what you meant.
Yeah.
I was just confirming that's what you asked me.
Yeah.
I think he hits mid 200s, 246, with 64 RBIs.
I can see that. Yeah, I'm like Jace. I haven't seen too much of him, but I know what he's. I've heard.
Apparently, he's like the best thing since sliced bread.
I mean, he is the top prospect according to Keith Law.
Who we still need to find out who the hell that is, because I want to know.
I don't know if I do.
Yeah, I feel like he probably looks like a dumbass or something. But he's just got he looks like a total tool bag, but he knows baseball like no other. We should try to get him on the show. We should try to get a special guest sometime.
Hey, Keith. You're like Keith Urban.
Yeah.
Toby Keith?
Yeah, Toby Keith.
That's not gonna happen.
We got we'll have a little more talk whenever the second round of the NHL playoffs come.
Playoffs?
Playoffs? No, we'll have more to talk about whenever the second round of playoffs actually start for NHL and NBA. We will be bringing on a special guest. Yes, I talked to him already about.
Let's not give any spoilers or anything. I want to be surprised just like everybody else.
Okay. We will be bringing a special guest. I've already confirmed that's going to happen. I talked to him. He's 100% down to earth guy. He's cool.
Incredible human, some would say.
But
all right, not that special now. Come on.
But we'll probably have a recap of round one of the draft. We'll totally look at every pick and see how we like them. We'll if my crew is down, we will go through. We'll what I usually do is whenever the Redskins take a player, I always look at their highlight tapes from college.
Oh, yeah. And
see if they're any good.
Got to.
And if the crew's down here, we could spend a night of just looking at highlight tapes of everyone drafted in the first round. And we can recap and see what we like, what we don't like.
Are we doing our picks for that too, by the way?
Yeah. Yeah, we will. We will do a little pick. Probably when the draft is live. Make sure whenever this happens, you guys are following our Instagram and Twitter account.
We post pictures of our pre picks.
Well, not just that, but I was thinking.
And also, show us yours if you have any.
Yeah, but here's what I was thinking. He was talking about knockers.
I couldn't let that one pass. That was a curveball right on the middle. But
hanging.
I ran this idea by the boys only because I just came up with it, literally staring at this toaster. But because Jay here is in control of the Instagram account. I am in control of the. This is Ish talking, by the way.
We know it's not Rick. Let's be honest here. You wouldn't be able to get a word out.
But I was.
We don't let Rick really control much of anything. Yeah, we got Rick on the ones and twos. That's about it. We let him talk. We don't ever give him the speaking stick.
I was thinking about maybe doing like a couple.
Jesus! All right. Will I ever get to speak? Find out after these commercial breaks. Just kidding. We don't have any because we're poor and have no sponsors. Anyway.
As we sit in the. As we sit in the quote unquote studio / kitchen at the table. Where there still is an empty seat.
On.
Shut the fuck up. You can't say that. Now I gotta edit that out.
On.
Stupid ass. Sit down.
Probably didn't even hear it.
Yeah, that's it.
Anyway, for the 17th time in the last 5 minutes, I'm going to try to give my idea. Fuck.
A chew.
A slap.
I couldn't pass it up. All right. Anyways, go on.
Maybe throwing down a couple polls on the Instagram story and throwing down a couple polls on the Twitter.
Ooh, yeah, once we get some followers up, we should try to figure out, you know, what everybody thinks. They can comment on there because apparently you can't do it on Anchor and we're still waiting on Spotify.
Yeah.
Besides, I still haven't got an email saying we're approved.
We could go like every five picks or something, or maybe like every pick, just throw up a poll on who our listeners think that team that's on the board, what they're going to do, who they're going to draft. Ooh. Are they going to trade up? Are they going to trade down? What do they do? You know? I think...
That was a lot.
Oh,
yeah.
But I think...
Which? More like Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
Shit.
It's the sweet one.
God. Oh, my God.
No, it's fine. That's diet.
Oh, yeah. We're safe there. They can't sue us for that one. What the fuck are really the odds? I don't even know what we're panicking about. Who's really going to, like... Oh, Dr. Pepper
the
Corporate?
CEO of Dr. Pepper is fucking listening to our podcast. Yeah, okay. I'm not going to jerk off to me and Khalifa later. Anyway.
If he is, he should sponsor us. And she should, too. Even though... Oh. Well, that's a new follower on the...
That's a... One of our followers happens to be one of our mothers. Yours!
And I don't think my parents even know what an Instagram is, so...
Actually, fun fact, my dad has an Instagram.
Bradley.
He probably just looking at naked women or some shit. I mean, hell, what else do you have an Instagram for, am I right?
Boom-ish. But, you know, I'm going to have to give him a good old follow, by the way.
He has no followers, he has no posts, he has nothing.
Oh, well.
No maybe, picture, nothing.
Maybe he can follow me, that way he can keep up with the old life of me. Then again, I don't even know if I want to keep up with my own life.
I sure as hell don't.
I don't even know what I'm doing now.
Jesus Christ.
Where am I?
Who are you?
So, you got Bucks in five?
Oh, we're still on that?
Yeah. We're going... Back to the east.
I was just trying to do a quick
going to the east. Back to the west. Back to the east. Back to the west.
Western Conference?
Eastern Conference.
Oh, Eastern.
That's where the Bucks are. Bucks
yeah, see, like I said, I don't really pay much attention to basketball, so this is going to be all you two now.
I got Bucks in seven. I think Curry's going to go on a hell of a show.
Who?
Kyrie.
Looks like wrong conference and team in a pocket. Yeah. No, I think Bucks in five.
My prediction was Celtics Warriors finals.
All right.
But, I don't know. I think the Celtics have a more well-rounded team.
Yeah, for sure.
But Bucks have the best record in the NBA. You can't look past that. They've obviously played the Celtics before already this season.
Playoff basketball is completely different than regular season.
Yeah.
Most teams don't try hard in the regular season.
The Warriors haven't tried hard in 5 years, am I right?
Yeah. If the Warriors wanted to try hard, they could probably go like 80, they could probably win like 79 games again or 70, whatever the hell they won.
They won 73.
73. They probably could have won 79 this year if they really wanted to.
Honestly, we probably could have just ran everything.
Yeah.
Like, we won 73 games without Durant.
Like they're probably not even really trying that hard right now. They're not really going to try it until someone wins a game against them in the finals.
Yeah. Yeah, Jay?
So, I was just kind of looking up some, news headlines. Funny shit that's going on in the world and whatnot. It says here... Got hit with a lemon?
A lemon. During one of her concerts.
She really gave the speech, or little saying.
When life gives you lemons, you throw them at Ariana Grande.
I was just about to go there, and I'm glad that you got that.
Was it at Coachella?
I don't know. What the fuck is Coachella?
I don't know. Apparently it's a really huge
I think it's like a big rave.
Yeah.
I feel like all the stoners go there.
That was Woodstock back in like 70 or 80 maybe, somewhere around there.
Pretty sure Woodstock got renamed to Coachella.
It very well could be.
I don't know.
Is Snoop Dogg there?
Fuck, I don't know. Well, I wasn't there.
Me neither. I don't have the money or time. So.
Some of us have a job. Get off your ass and get a job.
Snoop?
I'm kidding.
Actually.
You do you. Pull a Rick. Lay on your couch. Don't do anything for 6 months.
It was at Coachella.
Hot damn.
Look at Rick on the old fact check.
Look at him.
Dude, I'll tell you what, though.
There's the one. Where's the two come from?
No shit. We do live in a world, though, where, like, nothing at all is ever fact checked anymore. Like, if you say something that you know, like...
Snoop Dogg is now sending all text messages via typewriter.
Yeah, you know, and then I'm going to be like, where'd you hear that from? I don't know. Saw it on Twitter. You know, like, we as a group anymore...
Epiphany from God.
We as a unit anymore, as a team, as a group of people. Nobody, this day and age, just fact checks really anything.
No, they just kind of say whatever they want.
Going back to what I was saying, though, before the whole lemon-lime thing.
Pitter-patter.
Let's get at her. it says here on MSN that a driver charged after police say he hit pedestrians. Rick, I didn't know you made fucking MSN headlines. You are, like... Let's just go right there for a minute. You are probably, top five worst, man, you are getting famous.
This is what fame feels like.
I got 259 likes on a comment I made on Instagram. No big deal.
That is kind of a big deal.
Actually, it's a very big deal. There was someone that played at Coachella named Soccer Mommy.
Oh, she sounds hot. I bet she looks it dirty. Just kidding. It's probably a dude.
Yeah.
No, it's a girl.
So, man, I'm just ready for this draft, to be honest. Can't wait.
Yeah, I wish it was tomorrow already.
I wish it was Friday already, but
yeah,
I got Friday about this time would be great.
Yeah, but I got no plans Friday.
Me neither, but that's the point. Like,
but then again, it's only Wednesday.
We didn't have these plans to make episode 2 until 4 o'clock this afternoon.
That's true. I'm looking at the group text, I'm like, so guys, are we going to do this or not? Because if we are, I'm going to cancel my haircut appointment.
That you don't need.
Oh, dude, it's getting pretty wild in the front.
No, it's not.
You can always go... No, you can't do it tomorrow. You can do it Friday. After
tomorrow? Why would I be able to... Oh, we got to watch the draft tomorrow, of course.
Durr.
If I took off work early and... You know,
you're not going to be able to take off work early.
Give vacation time and I still
can't. Can I go take a haircut? Yeah. I gotta get a cut, Paul.
Hey, you got the one, there's the two. Alright, Rick,
he's done.
Job well done.
I'll see you guys later.
Job well done. I'll tell you what, you did amazing on that one right there. But, no, back to what I was saying though about the whole hitting pedestrians thing. Like, Rick, you're driving.
That would be a total Rick thing to do though.
Well, what was it that one time? Didn't,
what was it, you and were you with him or someone at the DQ? Old car wash. No, it was like, yeah, the old car wash by DQ or whatever. Yeah. Didn't you like back into it?
No, I ran into it.
That was me. Because then we were at Pizza Hut and you're like, oh fuck, I'm too far out the road. And you put it in reverse, totally bump the dude behind and just like, fuck, put it in drive. Drive out. There's cars coming. I'm like, ah! It's like, fuck! We're gonna die!
Well, now, I recall a few years back. Probably about 3 or 4, maybe. I don't know how long I've really known Rick. But this was a scary point in my life. I was sitting there at my house. Yeah, I was about to say, driving.
Driving, drinking, anything with Rick is scary.
Right.
Don't do it.
Well, yeah.
Find the love of God.
Right. I mean,
Redbud. Go to church.
Redbud doesn't have an Uber, but damn, don't pick Goober over here. Like, but no, for real, find any other sober ride. Well, Rick's never.
Then anyways,
this was like 4 or 5 years ago, however long ago it was. But I remember I was sitting in my house, and, you know, we're drinking, having a good time. And I was like, I need to make a beer run, you know? And I'm like, well, all right. It's probably about 3 years ago because I'm 24 now. So, anyways.
Was it the old place?
It
was about and, 3 or 4 years ago because I've known you for 3 years. And this, yeah, happened, so this happened before.
Yeah. So you haven't heard of this. Maybe you may not have heard the story. Yeah. So, I've heard it. Yeah. So Rick's over here like, well, I'll give you a ride. Because I was like, I don't really want to drive. And I'm pretty sure Rick was probably about sober as a gopher. And at the time.
I probably need a beer, honestly.
Yeah, he did. And that's what we're getting at. So we go and. Or we're throwing the idea around, like, all right, we need to make a beer run. I'm parked in, and the first motherfucker comes up to me, hi. And I'm like, oh boy. And I'm like, all right, somebody give me a ride. And he's like, standing right there. And I was like, oh no. I was like, I've heard stories. I don't want to hop in a car with this guy. And I'm sitting there thinking.
It wasn't the first time you ever hopped in a car with me.
Maybe not, but you get the point. Like, it was like.
Might as well have been.
Right, a couple times, first and last. It could have been. So I'm looking around, and like, I'm like, all right, anybody else? it was a scary time in my life. Thank God somebody else let me take their Mustang. So that was pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good story.
No, it wasn't. It was like, anybody else want to give me a ride here?
Like, anyone else? Anyone? It's like employee of the month. We need a right fielder for the softball game. Girl in the wheelchair is here. Anybody?
Yeah,
anybody want to play?
She's like raising her arm up higher.
She's like jumping out of the wheelchair at this point. Anyone? Yeah, play right field. Not the girl in the wheelchair.
So, Nick, you want to tell that story about you hitting the light pole?
Oh. I did not hit it. I almost did. Yeah. So, one day, me and Rick were leaving McDonald's, and I was driving, and for some reason, I was going to smoke a cigarette. I don't smoke cigarettes. I only vape. And I was going to light it, and I must have had no hands on the wheel or something. And next thing I know, Rick's over here yelling, Jesus, fuck, Nick! I'm up on the curb. I'm like, shit! I spin it over real quick, narrowly miss this light pole. Like, this light pole would have fucked our day. Up. We were heading actually out to Rick's house, and it was just the funniest thing hearing Rick's reaction, like, Jesus, fuck! And I'm like, ah! I had to spin that bitch real quick.
Jesus Christ. There's been a lot of crazy stories. I did find the video, though, of our buddy Logan completely just chucking his guts up.
I got a couple of them.
If you guys, and like a $20 steak.
If you guys want to see it, go ahead and drop a follow to the Twitter and Instagram account. That would.
You know what I really wish, though? I wish this app would go live so people could like kind of like hear us as we're talking.
And they could comment on it as we're talking.
Kind of like Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. We don't want to be like on Facebook. Like, I got family members on Facebook.
You know how cool it'd be to have my grandma in there and she's like, yeah, it's my grandson. No, I'm not.
That's the part where you're like, no, I don't know who.
We have the same last name, but I do not know that lady.
Quit making contact with me, stranger. Christ, you're kind of a Bert. I figured I'd cite the source on that one. That's geez. Favorite comedian of all time, hands down.
Oh, we're just going to be fine, kids. We're just going to be fine. That's
a good. Oh, God. Put your hands back in your pockets. Kids.
Hand your pockets, Leanne.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That was such a great. Coming in like a hawk in heat. Just
when in doubt, spread them out, ladies.
Oh my god.
For us, preferably.
Oh god.
Just kidding.
But yeah.
How about that time I met you, Jay?
Oh god, that was a long time. That was about this time though, about this time of the year, Blues playoffs.
Yeah, it was beginning of May, 2016.
Oh my god, you have excellent memory. I can't remember what I did last week. And you over here remember like 2016, like it's just come to nothing.
I actually remember everything. I was actually sitting at home.
It's like an elephant. Elephant? Elephant, do they have a good memory? Is that the animal
with
the
best
memory?
Dolphins.
Dolphins are actually smarter than humans, by the way. Fun fact, science proves it.
But it's not again, hard to be smarter than me.
I was going to say, it doesn't take much to be smarter than Rick over here.
But, that is very true. Rick, we love you, but damn.
You don't.
What was that ACT score?
It was 16.
He beat me.
A monkey beat both of you then, because I'm pretty sure a monkey took it and got an 18.
No, a monkey got a 13, because I was so excited. I had the same score as a monkey.
Oh my god, you had the same score?
And listen.
You're like Christmas tree.
Listen.
I passed high school before you, too. I two-upped you.
Okay, but what classes did you take?
You know.
Were you in pre-calc? I don't think so.
No, that was your problem.
I still passed it. Anyway.
Most legendary move, though, is Nick in the stands with his cap and gown. I really wish I was part of your class, because that was... I bet you're the first person to ever do that.
I bet I'll be the last, too.
No one else has the balls to just... Well, you had graduation inside that year, didn't you? Yeah. It was like inside the old gym or whatever?
No, it was in the new gym.
Oh, I thought it was
the old one. It was supposed to rain that day.
Yeah. So we had graduation in 2016, and as many of our listeners know, I did not graduate high school on time. Laugh now. But I was told... Yeah, because they all still laugh about it now.
Look, we're not laughing with you. We're laughing at you.
But, so, I was telling everyone, I'm like, I'm going to show up my cap and gown. I'm going to make this fucking memorable.
That takes the cake, man.
So.
That's pretty good.
Here I am. I'm walking up to the doors to walk in. And your uncle, Kelsey's dad.
Mark.
Yes. He walked in the doors with me. He's like, hey man, you excited to graduate? I'm like, oh, I'm not graduating. I'm actually, I have to go to summer school to get my diploma. So I figured they won't let me walk. I might as well stick it to them and just put my cap and gown on and just sit in the stands. He's like, that's fucking awesome. I'm like, hell yeah, it is. Give me some.
I kind of wish I could go back to 2013 and not graduate on time. Just that way I could be the only one that has ever done it in Red Bud history with you. If I would have known that you would... If we could, like, go back.
If we go back to 2016, I'd have him tell you, go to graduation. You're going to want to see this.
Dude, I wish I knew you at that point.
So I walk in. I'm looking left. I'm looking right. Like I feel like Stone Cold Steve Austin. I'm looking left. I'm looking right.
Got a beer can in the gown.
one of the moms. I don't know whose fucking mom it was. She's like, oh, graduates are in the old gym. And I'm like, not a graduate. So I.
Yet.
I high step it.
Wait, so before we get to that, where did you get your... diploma.
Just gave it to me in summer school. Like, this bitch was holding it all summer school. She could have given it to me the first day and called it good.
Really?
Yeah, but no, she wastes 4 weeks of my fucking summer.
How many days do you have to go to summer school?
A month.
Well, I'm saying, like, out of the week.
It was every day.
Every day.
Oh, it's like regular school?
Yeah.
Every day, 8 to 12.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. Well, it's only half days, though.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
It was one class, though.
Yeah, you went for one class. You didn't go for, like, a whole fucking, like, 30 minutes of math, 30 minutes of English, 30 minutes of Spanish.
Yeah, that would suck.
History.
It was, like, 4 hours.
It was for me, it was 4 hours and 4 years of
English.
They
do that at Swick, right, Reba?
Yeah, they don't do it anymore.
They don't do summer school at Reba at Swick? Where you get
no
Belva?
No, they do it online.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so...
Man, how the times have changed.
Dude, I met so many great people at summer school. I met a lot of great people.
Yeah, me too.
Some of them I'm still in contact with, actually.
Really?
So,
well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of a big deal, you know?
You know, I mean, you're in summer school, you might as well make the best of it.
Did anybody from the surrounding schools wear their cap and gown to the graduation?
I don't think so.
If you did, please reach out to the show.
I tell you what,
we would love to have you on.
I tell you what, though. Whenever I told that story in summer school, my senior year.
Who was the teacher for summer school?
She was actually the first year I had it. I had some bozo who had no idea what the fuck he was talking about. Like, everything he was talking about, I knew already, and, like, I was helping him teach it. Like, oh, yeah. The only reason I didn't go to summer school is because I didn't care. But
the last 3 years was the same teacher. She's actually the English teacher down in Steubenville. Sweet lady. Miss Rubish, I think her name is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, sweet lady. She's cool. But anyway, back to the whole...
back teacher.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What about the story about you meeting Jace?
We're still with Kevin Gallon.
Oh, yeah, we're still... But, and we've only got, like, a little bit of time left, so yeah, we're going to still...
That'll be a separate story.
Right. That'll be on next week's podcast here, live... On Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah.
Next Tuesday.
We could probably poop one out on Saturday. Recap the draft.
Oh, you think we could?
Before the bus. Bus doesn't start till 9.
But wait. But will our producer allow that?
Huh?
Will our producer allow that?
Who the fuck's the producer?
Nobody.
Anyway.
Us. We are the producer. We're the writers, producers, sound crew, which we don't have any sound effects, but we're trying to work on that. Anyways, okay, so you're high-stepping.
So that's where I'm high-stepping into the gymnasium, as you will. And I step in.
The new one, too.
And all I see is this crowd of people looking at me like I'm fucking stupid. Like, doesn't he know they're in the old gym? Don't they know they're not walking out yet?
Yeah, you're walking out through the crowd. No, trust me. This is part of my role. I requested this.
I'm over here taking deep breaths like Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And
did you fart, too?
No, I didn't fart, actually. And I'm looking around. Anyways. I'm looking around like, where the fuck am I going to sit for anyone to see me? I look up and I see our buddy Blake Cowell sitting up there. I'm like,
ha. Fan of the show, by the way.
I'm sitting up there with him. Shout out to Blake Cowell. And little did I know.
Friend of the show, if you will.
His sister, Alyssa Cowell, who was in our graduating class, had him GoPro the whole graduation ceremony. So I'm like, yo, Blake, get me in the shot.
Throw me in this. I want to be part of this.
Like, he's like, oh, hell yeah.
So I got you.
Getting ready to start, he points the camera right at me. And I got my thumbs up. Fun fact, they made a video about this. Cut me out of it, bitches. But, so, here come the graduates of 2016. Our friend, Bobby Bierman.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show. Looks up into the stands. He looks. He laughs. He's like, yo, Ish is in the stands.
That is
so
great.
So every one of my friends that were walking out looked up my direction, saw me, and lost it. It was single-handedly the greatest moment of my life. And after the graduation
ceremony... Making Mama and Pop real proud.
After the graduation ceremony, the vice principal goes up to one of our classmates, and he's like, did he really just fucking do that? Word for word, did he really just fucking do that? She looks at him square in the eyes and says, yeah. Huh. Yeah, he did.
Oh, what? Hey, it would have been really funny if she'd been like, well, you know Nick. And he would have been like, apparently, no, I don't. That would have been the perfect.
But single-handedly, greatest moment of my life, making everyone walking to graduation laugh.
It's supposed to be a fun time, though. It's not supposed to be like miserable. It's not like you're graduating from the fucking penitentiary.
It kind of is, but yeah.
I remember walking up on the podium. I said like,
yeah, you did the whole, yeah, you pointed like your Usain Bolt just ran the 40 yard.
Hey man, I ran a 4 year, right? Barely.
How you would run the 40.
I would love to see you run a 40.
I would not.
We should actually get this going at like the football field up there. I just want to time it. I want to see if you can go faster than Brady.
Tom Brady. Oh.
You're like, what, like a 5'9", yeah, something, 5.9 something.
But probably around like 8'2".
Minutes?
Graduation was a fun time for me. That's the second mark on a school that I've left on in my graduating year. We're not going to get into that other mark I've left. Most of the viewers already know what I've done, so I'm not going to say it in case there's any...
Parents,
certain listeners out there.
Family members, anything really...
All my family knows about what I did. They're not happy with me still. It's been 6 years. Chill out, Grandma.
You're right.
But
yeah,
forgive and forget.
I'm drawing a blank.
Forgive
and
forget.
I'll explain after we're done recording.
After we hit the pause mark here, which, by the way,
we probably should.
We probably will have to wrap up the show, unfortunately. Yeah. Until next time, we'll see about, you know, follow us, and we'll see about maybe putting out another episode on Saturday.
Maybe Friday.
Saturday. Friday might work better.
Friday before we hit some bars, maybe?
Question mark?
I'm probably going to hang out with the old lady Friday, but...
Well, while we hit the bars?
Yeah.
Wait, well, then how the hell are we going to do it on Friday?
Yeah, we'll still do
it. How? Well, tell the man to his face slash ear why.
He can join in.
Huh?
He can join in.
He who?
I'll explain later.
Okay.
Anyway.
Anyways, no, wait. Before we sign off, I want you to explain this. So, is this guest, special guest that we were talking about earlier... we don't have to say who it is. Like I said, I don't want to know. But I just want to know, is this going to be like a phone call? Is he coming in the studio?
Oh, he's coming to studio.
Oh, God.
He's coming to studio.
Slash.
It may not be for a couple weeks, but he's already...
agreed to the terms.
I gotta talk to him, see when he's free on a schedule. But definitely, gonna be a huge guest. Huge guest.
Huge.
Huge guest, guys.
I know another one for big. Some more funny stories, too.
Well... we're going to say that for the next episode.
Well, we can kind of do what we've been doing. So anyways.
But anyway, this concludes episode 2 of the podcast.
Thank you for rocking with us.
Yeah, thanks for rocking with us. If you guys liked what you hear, give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram @radio_IL. And if you...
and let us know what you think also. We want to hear from everyone.
Our DMs are open, so just let us know. Give us some feedback.
Slide on it.
Slide on in like Jay does whenever a woman's newly single and deletes all of her pictures of her boyfriend.
All right. And on that note, we're signing out. Thanks for listening.
Deuces.